Mayor de Blasio's budget seemingly contains goodies for everyone, while New Jersey Governor Chris Christie needs to make $1 billion in cuts by the end of next month. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein and Bridget Bergen break it all down with New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz.
Good morning, Bridget, Matt.
Good morning.
So a big week of keeping promises for Mayor Bill de Blasio. He starts the week with a housing plan. He ends the week with a win-win budget. Really interesting historical situation because unlike some previous progressives, Mayor de Blasio has come in and relatively flush times. I mean, it isn't a terrible recession, a time of cutting, time of national disaster. He got to come in and offer some goodies.
It was actually striking to listen to him lay out this, you know, nearly $74 billion budget agreement. And it was very much a conversation about how that money was going to be spent and how it was going to reflect his priorities, education, affordable housing, some traffic safety measures, and very little on how they were going to have to cut costs and how they were, you know, there was some hints about economic troubles in the future, potentially the end of the economic expansion. But that was certainly downplayed as compared to all of the good news in the budget.
A big contrast to Mayor Bloomberg, who, even when the news was good, seemed to want to sort of wag the finger of caution at people.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you remember those PowerPoint presentations with the pointer out there talking about the out-year deficits. And the mayor did say that starting in 2016, the city does face multi-billion-dollar deficits. And all the way, you know, in the out-years that we budget for, there are billion-dollar deficits that will need to be closed. There was a very little conversation about how those deficits will be addressed. And just basically what he argued was that his administration is going to take a fiscally conservative approach in their assumptions when they make these budgets. And so, you know, he drew a very stark contrast with our friends across the river, Matt, pointing out that in New Jersey, they're having a very different budget situation. And this is what he said.
The state had been too generous in their assumptions about personal income tax revenue. We are being careful in our assumptions because we want to stay ahead of the situation.
Ouch, right? De Blasio is saying, I am more fiscally conservative than Chris Christie.
Exactly. And what he's talking about there is the $800 million budget deficit that New Jersey needs to deal with now.
That's right. And that's for this year. Like the mayor's budget, he's talking about the next fiscal year. This is right now. Christie has 7 weeks to figure out where he's going to find $807 million. And the news we heard this week was from his treasurer, who was called before the budget committee in the New Jersey Assembly. And lawmakers kept asking him, well, what are you going to do? And he said, I'll get back to you in a couple of weeks. But the options are very limited and nothing is good about the options that Christie has before him. He's not going to raise taxes because he wants to run for president and he's against raising taxes. He could cut funding to schools like drastically. He could delay payments to schools, which would throw school districts. He could do his trick. This is something that the treasurer said this week. He could do a trick and not send a check to the pensioners until after the fiscal year begins in July, as opposed to now. But that's like over $1 billion. So then he would have to find that $1 billion next year, next fiscal year. So he's got a lot of issues. And now there's word. I mean, the national media is starting to talk about whether this is his bigger problem if he wants to run for president, as opposed to the bridge situation.
Oh, it's like that's kind of amazing, right? And we really would be thinking like, wow, how did this fiscal conservative get in this position if there hadn't been so much Bridgegate news? But how did this fiscal conservative get in this position?
He says it's because the Bush-era tax cuts on the national level expired. And once they expired, all these rich people, I think 1%, the richest 1% of New Jerseyans pay 40% of the income taxes. So these super rich people started moving their money around and were paying a lot less in taxes than the state had projected. But every year, Christie has put forward budgets with super, super rosy revenue projections. And he's been off every year. But this is the biggest miscalculation that he's had so far.
Thank you so much, Bridget, Matt. You can follow us on Twitter at Bridget Bergen, at MattKatz00, and at Andrea WNYC. Enjoy this gorgeous, almost summery day.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, Andrea.